Like, when you hit the wrong bed, it just, there's like, how do you stop it? Like, you just can't stop it. Like, look at it. Look at that. The weather bed don't go with the news. The news bed goes with the news. Stupid weather bed. Here's the news bed.
Now this update from the Canadian Press. Canadian student Miriam LaRouche says she's relieved to be home after a long, stressful process of getting back to Canada. LaRouche is one of about 200 Canadian evacuees from Wuhan, China, the epicenter of the novel coronavirus outbreak. The evacuees that arrived on two flights today must wait out weeks of quarantine at Canadian Forces Base Trenton in Ontario. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has landed in Ethiopia's capital, where he'll be the first Canadian leader to take part in a session of the African Union. The Manitoba government's advertising campaign that took a swipe at Quebec's Bill 21 generated quite a ripple, but no wave of Quebec civil servants moving west. The province says it received 29 resumes, 17 of those from Quebec. A Crown prosecutor says Marcela Zoya is lucky she didn't kill someone when she threw a chair off a downtown Toronto high-rise balcony. The 20-year-old pleaded guilty in November to mischief causing danger to life. From the Canadian Press, I'm Emily Javesky.
Okay, yeah, go ahead, make your jokes that I played the weatherbed twice already. Whatever, go ahead. For Saturday, folks, -5, chance of flurries for Sunday, -1, flurries, there you go for tonight, -11, 60% chance of flurries. Right now, down in Hamilton, it's -4, but it feels like a minus stupid. Justine Fisher on the way. Someone's really got to teach me the button that fades out on the weatherbed when it goes too far. I've picked up everything else here since I've come back looking at all this software, but I've done that a couple times. And I'm like going, I look at people and go, yeah, I know. I'm meant to do that. I think the weatherbed sounds way better than the news bed.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. That's it. That's
super pro here on the rock.
I am super pro on the Steel City Music Show here right now. Hey, it's Justine's annual dress-up party, which means this has been happening more than once. Harm and Ease, Dogma Hound, Heather Valley, The Traveling Boutique. All of this happens February 8th. It's $15 at the door, or you click on the link on the website, go to Bruja and buy yourself some tickets, and go to the event. It happens tomorrow night, and all this is going down at This Ain't Hollywood, 345 James Street North here in Hamilton. Hit up the website, thisainthollywood.ca. And, buddy, you made it.
I made it. Thanks for dragging me out of bed.
I'm sorry, because you have a night gig. You have a lot of night gigs, eh?
I did. I actually was working last night, so I was there till about 3.
Oh, no.
So.
I'm sorry.
No.
You know, you could have messaged me and said, listen, Smith, is there any way we can do this a little later in the
no
day?
No way. You're the only one I'll get out of bed this early for, man.
Whatever. Yeah, me and the mailman looking for the check. Okay, so when we say it's Justine's annual dress-up party, I mean, how many years have you been doing this, buddy?
You know what? This is my fourth year.
Fourth year.
Yep.
And has it always been with the Traveling Boutique? Have you changed it up?
Yeah, you know what? Actually, the Traveling Boutique is kind of what inspired the whole event.
How did that happen?
I have this pop-up shop called the Traveling Boutique, and it's all dress-up clothes and accessories and whatnot that I've collected on the road. I used to play in a traveling band for 6.5 years, so I collected all kinds of stuff on the road across North America.
Yeah.
And I never really had a space to sell it to people, necessarily. I don't have a storefront or anywhere to do it, and art crawl only happens so often, or it's snowing
it's
or
like
whatever.
Once a month. Yeah.
So I was like, man, I'm going to create this event where I have the store set up in the back of the bar, and there's music, and people are dressed up, and we're having a good time, and just hanging out.
Okay, so you're like when people like dress up, do they dress up in the style of clothes that you're selling at the boutique?
Sometimes.
But does it change from your like theme? Like, everybody, this year I want to do 1910 to 20s Peaky Blinders kind of vibe. Or
that'd be super cool.
Oh, but so that's
not necessarily. I don't really inflict a theme on people.
Right.
It's just sort of dressing up. When I say that, is more like whatever people want to interpret that as. If that means you're going to wear like a clown wig, and I had a friend of mine last night who said he's going to come dressed as a priest. So some people interpret it as like a costume, almost like a Halloween party, or some people come dressed in like their old prom dress, and they're like, yes, one more time.
One more shot at this, yeah? Have you ever had one where you kind of went, whoa, I should have been more clear on this?
No.
Like someone like showed up and, you know, like something that was just so outlandish, you're kind of like, oh.
Nope. Not at all. Nothing? No, I love it. I love it's like total freedom for whatever you think dressing up is.
So I can break out the Speedo then.
Absolutely.
That will never happen.
Yes, Jamie, do it.
No one, you know, me wearing a Speedo would turn you off to Pillsbury Doughboy croissants. It would be just like, oh no, it's that little gray or little white plump thing. No, I can't.
No, man. No, have you ever been to Friday the 13th in Port Dover?
No, you know what? I never have.
No?
It's just weird.
Well, I've only been once myself, so I can't, like, reprimand you. But there's this guy there that's famous, and he's Thong Man. And every single Friday the 13th, he wears a thong, whether it's weather like this right now or it's summer.
Oh, no.
He's always in a thong. It's amazing. You could be, like, the Thong Man of...
I don't want to be. Dude, I have so many stupid titles now in Hamilton. I don't need another. Someone else could take the mantle of Thong Man in Hamilton.
What if we nominate Lou?
Old Molinaro? Yeah. I think the King of Fun could be Thong Man. But I don't know if Heather would... Heather has a good sense of humor. But I always think to a point, you know?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Most people, rational people go, you know, that's kind of funny, Lou. But I don't know. At some point, you know,
maybe
I got to have dinner with you in public with other people. And if that's how they meet you this way, that might actually ruin the meal for everyone constantly.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, yeah, there you go. Hey, tell me about the show. You have Heather Valley on it. Heather's been doing it. She just released her EP, which is great, eh?
She just released her solo EP in November, I think.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. And she just released a whole bunch of music videos, too. Her latest one is for Trawler, I think it's called.
Yeah. She's a hard worker.
So hardworking and such a go-getter. And she's getting rave reviews, like, around the world. Like, the Netherlands are raving about her.
Yeah.
She's doing
that
so
that Americana sound that she so much enjoys. But your relationship with her, you guys also work together, do you not?
I recently got a job at the Casbah.
Oh, cool. What are you doing?
I was last night. I'm bartending there.
Oh, you're bartending at the Casbah.
Bartending.
Now,
I'm slinging beers.
Yeah. And how was that last night?
It was awesome.
Who was that? Who's playing?
I was in the lounge. So my friend Namal, who is the bass player for Basement Revolver.
Okay.
He was there making beats. And I'm so ignorant to the genre. And I'm sorry, Namal. But it was awesome. Whatever it was, he was like creating these beats. And he just looked super awesome. And Jeff was there with... this really awesome board that looked like, you know, when used to make a phone call and people would plug you in.
The old modular.
Yeah.
The old modular ones, yeah.
Oh, super awesome.
Good.
Anyways, it was a great night and it was packed and there was lots of people there.
Good.
And it was
so
a
that
great
was
time.
So for your first time in and you were...
Oh, that was my first time, but yeah.
It wasn't your first time working there, no?
No, I've been there like a month now.
Oh, a month now. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. But at the Casbah, this is fairly new to you.
Oh, yeah. Super new.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Why don't we spin? You tossed me a disc over here. Strange Weather, Maddie Simpson. Tell me about this one. Did you play on this one?
I did. Maddie and I and our drummer, Matt Burns, we made this record in our friend Jeff's basement. Very do-it-yourself. We did all the parts ourselves, and then we took it to Boxcar to get mixed. And we recently put that out. Recently.
Well, 2019 is just last
June.
June. Yeah. Last June. Oh, it's still...
Still new.
Yeah.
And so Dogma Hound is also Maddie and my band that's playing tomorrow, but it's a heavier, grungier sound than Maddie Simpson's solo stuff,
okay.
Which is what you have. But we're going to play My Honey, which is probably the closest track to what Dogma Hound would sound like.
That would be track 7.
Track 7.
All right, then. Okay, we're on that. We're going to spin that for you right now, and then we come back. We'll talk more about Dogma Hound and some other fun stuff here on Steel City Music.
Take my hand, my heart. a cavalry. I never leave it lonely. So down your waist to see you. You see me, baby, like a bumblebee just a buzzing around me. Take my hand and you'll see. Take my hand. Stick with me, my honey. Stick with me, my honey. Stick with me, my honey. Stick with me. I'm holding my breath. My heart's turning blue. Whatever I gotta do to get through to you. Yeah.
Thanks for the heads up on the ending of that song, bud.
Sorry.
Look how you played that. You know, like I asked you a question. I'm like, how many sites does she have? You know, oh, she's got a ton. Done. That was you. Like, you played on that and you didn't even know it was stopping?
I thought.
Yeah. Well, hi, how are you, man? Yeah, okay. So that was some Maddie Simpson there for you. From came out in 2019, this one. Strange Weather with the track My Honey. And you said this is kind of closer to what you guys are playing now as far as the other band.
That one track specifically is closer to the Dogma Hound sound, which is just a heavier sound.
Yeah. So how did we should talk about the transition from this to that and why? Because if you just put this out in 2019.
Here's the confusion for so many people is that people think that Maddie Simpson turned into Dogma Hound. However, they're two separate things. They both exist parallel to each other.
Right.
And they're still both existing. So we still do Maddie Simpson shows, and then we do Dogma Hound shows. And they're both separate entities with the same band members, which is why people are so confused.
So the Maddie Simpson stuff, you're just doing the Maddie Simpson stuff, but the Dogma Hound...
They're separate songs. They're like a whole other thing.
Well, Maddie Simpson stuff, it's just his writing his stuff. On this Dogma Hound, do you and the other gentlemen do the writing or
we don't do the writing. It's still the same process.
Right.
But Matt Burns and I do contribute a lot to Maddie's songs, both on his solo album and Dogma Hound. We help like arrange and come up with cool parts, and we're like, what if we put a shot here? And
right.
That kind of idea. But Maddie does write all the lyrics.
But how does it still work with this disc now? Like, you guys are still promoting it? Because it was
absolutely.
It came out last June.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Well, no, it's like you do all the work for something, and you're going, okay, now we're going to start this other band,
Well, no, like, Dogma Hound has been around for a while.
Has it?
We
yeah.
just haven't really done much with it, and there's nothing been recorded yet, but we are going to work on that this year.
Will you do the same thing you did with this one? Like,
yeah.
How the process?
Maybe. We're weighing out our options. We're seeing. It was really fun to work in our friend's basement and have the do-it-yourself process where you have no time restraints and you're not like mm-hmm. working with a studio where they're like by the hour kind of thing. But it might be nice to switch it up for the Dogma Hound record and do something different and try a different method.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's enough. I mean, you've met enough people through playing around Hamilton in studios in Southern Ontario that I would imagine that you've been privy to a lot of people's stories about studios and where to work and
definitely
what
yeah.
to try, that sort of thing. So
yeah, for
We do have a lot. We do have a lot of studios here in Hamilton.
Oh yeah, no, we're very fortunate studio wise here. Yeah,
Catherine North.
Yeah,
Halo just resurfaced under another name.
Yeah.
Boxcar,
Grand Ave,
and Catherine. Threshold, Michael Keir, all of those things.
So many places.
And there's a lot of like other small studios popping up all the time.
Yeah. Right?
So, yeah, you know, having that outside ear to someone to produce it.
Definitely.
It's always like a cool thing as well.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the show. So Dogma Hound, you're looking at recording. Tell me about this other band, Harmonies.
Harmonies, I'm so, so excited that Harmonies is playing tomorrow night. They've been away for 3 or 4 months down in Argentina. Half of the band is from Buenos Aires. So this is technically like their welcome home show.
Nice.
They haven't played in town for a very long time. And they're just so much fun. They're so energetic. Their stage presence, the entertainment is unbelievable, and there's like just no way you can't dance when you watch them play.
Okay,
they're
right.
So cool.
And that's and when was the first time you met them?
I met them, I think probably at Harry White's Canada Day party on his farm at
right.
Surfest, and his daughter Charlie introduced them to me, and they're just so much fun.
Okay, all right, and then so it's just like yeah, we're gonna do this party and you just come play, that sort of thing. How often does this band tour Southern Ontario?
You know what? I'm not entirely sure. I know that they're constantly playing shows. It's more Charlie and I, Harry's daughter, she wanted to coordinate a show together for a very long time. And I was like, man, what better night than my dress-up party to have Harmonies headline and dance the night away.
Okay. Why don't we spin Heather Valley Trawler?
Okay.
I think I found the right version.
Okay.
She has 9 websites.
Wow.
Like 7.5 Facebook pages. And then these other ones here. And like one's like under model. Another was under spiritual guru.
Wow.
You know, and like, I don't know, some of those snow removal. I don't know. And then now we have Trawler, which I, you know, from Desert Message. So, you know, she's probably going to come after me right now for tripping her. It's coming. I could tell. Here's some Heather Valley for your Trawler, and then we'll play the other band as well.
Okay.
Skates.
Let's talk. Because then I can play the other stuff again later, you know, that sort of stuff. No. Heather, see, that's a problem.
I mean, she, you just want to keep playing her. Like, and that's she's another, so beautiful.
And that's another website just popped up with her that she made on Facebook.
She just made it just now.
Just now.
What if she heard you? She's like, oh, yeah?
Yeah. The bathroom sessions with Heather Valley. You know, the acoustics in here are much better than the haunted house. Did I tell you about the haunted house story?
No.
So she comes on the show and she says, like, I recorded this in a home with, and she was talking about with this other, I'm like going, uh-huh, yeah. I'm like, I don't believe in ghosts. And then I don't believe in ghosts. So she's telling me this story about, you know, and then this train went by and did it. I'm like, mm-hmm, yeah, whatever, bud. And like, and she goes, and I got this sound, this one. I go, oh, yeah, yeah, it sounds great, yeah, yeah. I'm like, I still don't believe in ghosts. She goes, oh, Gunner, you have to blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, but the whole thing is, like, I'm telling her, I could never go because I don't believe in ghosts, but I'm king chicken.
Oh, man, me too.
Like, I don't believe in ghosts, but I believe there's someone with an axe.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the house they would come to specifically.
Yeah. And
you
she's
know?
Talking about, oh, yeah, it's the desolation thing. Yeah. Oh, why don't you talk about that more on the air? Tell people where they can murder you.
Yeah.
You know?
What's the address?
Oh, where are you going again to record by yourself,
yeah.
Heather? Yeah. Oh, Old Death Road? Okay. Oh, I heard it on the Bald Man show, where to go to murder you. So, like, I'm like, being all like, oh, I don't care about ghosts, but, you know, serial killers,
yeah,
I got a real problem, you know.
They're real.
Yeah, she's definitely going to chirp us now for all this. There you go. Back to your show that's coming up. You have some other shows coming up as well that we should be plugging?
I'm playing with Ginger St. James tonight at Leander on the Water. She's bringing back the Friday night dance parties.
Oh, nice.
Cat Kings and Ginger St. James are on that bill tonight, so yeah. That'll be a fun time.
You've played with her for a long time, have you not?
Yeah. I have.
Like different outfits.
Yeah. I met Ginger, I want to say 6 or 7 years ago now.
Right.
And her and Mary Simon started the Pistolettes. And yeah. When they formed that band, I was on the road with another band.
Yeah.
And they were like, man, Justine, when you come home, you're part of the Pistolettes.
You're
and I'm like,
now,
okay.
Yeah. Did you go to the scene Hollywood on Wednesday?
No, I was unable to make it to that, but yeah. I love that event, the Song
yeah.
Switch.
Yeah,
so
the
cool.
Song Switch. I didn't know that much about it, and I went down for like a couple acts, and I was just like, the vibe was fantastic.
Isn't it the best?
Everybody was just like, couldn't wait to see one another. Everyone was like laughing, and then they got up and did it. The only person, and actually, the only person I thought that had the toughest part of the whole night was Ronson the sound man.
For sure. Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't know this was happening. It was like you go up, you do like one song.
Yep.
And then you get off the stage.
Yep.
And there's all these people.
Yeah.
And then some people were like, oh, well, we're going to put the whole band up. And
oh, sure.
Like, yeah, okay, I'll just mix this and then you'll leave and I got to mix a whole new. But and then they switched. They did someone else's song. Like there was like a draw. Okay, you're going to do, Steve Sinek is going to do this person's
song.
Yeah,
it was like a secret Santa for songs.
Yeah. That's a great idea. And then the proceeds went to the Brian Griffin bursary fund.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a very, you know, amazing thing to do.
I love that they brought that night back. They missed it last year.
Right.
And I think that it will be back now.
I think it looks like it's something that's hard to plan because you're trying to get everyone scheduled. So you kind of got to do it on a Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. You definitely have to do
have
midweek.
Some free time because most people are gigging out of town on the weekend or on the weekend, that sort of thing. So
yeah.
So you're gigging with her tonight down at the Discovery Center. Is that
Leander on the Water.
Leander
the
on
old,
the Water.
The old Bay City Hall.
Okay. Oh, so you're down that way.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool. What time's doors? Any idea?
I don't know. I think it's like 8.
Yeah.
I want to say 8.
Okay. You want to say 8?
I could be so wrong, but yeah. Let's just say 8.
All right. Okay. And what else shows you got coming up as well? Anything coming up at the old stomping grounds, your new workplace, Casbah?
No, not much booked at the Casbah, but the Pistolettes are back. Mm-hmm. So we have a bunch of shows this month. Okay. We're playing at the Cat and the Capitol Bar. And
you've done the Capitol Bar before?
I have done it with Maddie before.
It's nice.
It's so great there. Derek's got like a really cool little space.
Nice.
It's really welcoming.
Yeah.
It's got a really cool vibe in there.
Yeah. Great music.
Really great food.
Yeah. The food is good too. And the drinks are really good too. It does have a nice vibe. I was supposed to go a couple months back. to see Stephen Deeps and Max Ray.
Stephen Deeps. I don't think anybody's ever called him Stephen Deeps.
I call him a lot of things. That is the nicest thing I've ever called him. But I'll tell you what happened the other night. Max Ray, right?
Yeah.
Right. Max had a couple beers. Max funny as hell, eh?
Oh, he's so funny.
So he leans into me and Deeps comes in. And he's like, hey, Gunner, blah, blah, blah. Like, we're joking around. And he goes up on stage. And Max has a day gig where he's, like, selling clothes at Banana Republic or something like that, right? Yeah. Oh, go see Max. He'll set you up.
Okay.
So, yeah, send Maddie. He'll dress him up. So this is why I'm telling the joke, right? And, like, we're cutting. Like, we're making jokes about everything. Everybody waving at him. And then Max leans in and goes, you think Freddie Flintstone over there, when I came over and come and saw me, I could have set him up with some clothes. Because he had a half tie that looked like Fred Flintstone, and he had that big jacket on. I went, oh, my God, he looks like Freddie Flintstone now. Now you just killed it for me. It was so
funny.
Never
look at him the same again.
No, I'm just going to look at Deep Sir Tom and just go, you know, yabba-dabba-doo. The Flintstone bit. Oh, my God. I'm just doing a show where we're just joking about our friends. Once
That's
again,
nice.
Yeah, I know, but we're not nice people. Or I'm not, at least you are. You're a nice person. Once again, tomorrow night,
the St. Hollywood.
Okay.
It's my annual dress-up party. It's its fourth year.
Right.
And we got Harmonies, Dogma Hound, and Heather Valley.
And it's also, just on the down low, your birthday, too, right?
It is my birthday. It's my birthday right now.
Oh, it's today.
Today is my birthday. Are you going to sing to me on air?
No. There's a rule that has been instilled at this radio station since I was a kid, that the former station manager, Les Palango, said, Gunner, chew his gum and take his glass off. I ever catch anyone singing on air? We're off. That's it. I'm like, okay, I'll never sing. No, there's no singing. No, like, you don't sing with the songs. You can sing. Maddie can come up here and you guys can do a song.
Okay. I was like, that's a really odd rule.
But as an announcer, and you're hearing, can you imagine someone?
What if you were like Pavarotti or something?
Dude, it's not karaoke, like, man. It's not happening. And a lot of us can't sing. We think we can sing, but we really can't sing. Thanks for coming up, buddy.
Thanks so much
it's
for having me.
Good to see you. And later on this afternoon, are you not on Kristen Archer's show?
I'm not. No. But I will be on the Rick Taylor show.
Oh, you're on Rick Taylor's show later tonight. What time? Do you even know?
I think I'm on around 5:30.
What time is he on over at CFMU? 5:30? I never know.
I think he's from 5 to 8.
So it is still 5 to 8.
Yeah.
So I've tuned in there a couple times and I've heard like all this weirdness.
Dead noise.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then all of a sudden, rick. And this went on for 20 minutes. I went, I can't do this. You know, so then I would go back and I would hear rick. And then I would hear an interview. I'm like, oh, okay, he's there.
That's
but he's
odd.
Not there. But he might be there. But you're going to be there.
I'm going to be there.
Okay. All right, so a little bit after 5 o'clock, everyone has permission to stop listening to me and tune into CFMU as well. So there you go. I want you to know just a Kristen Archer show.
You know what? I don't know. I've never been on Kristen Archer's show, but no? I should
She's
reach out
great.
To her. Yeah, man. I've heard
great
things about her.
Yeah, I heard Hamilton. She does the blog. She does the social media. It's wonderful.
Awesome.
Go on her show. Do some shows here. Dylan does a great show, Campus Conversations. Yeah, all that stuff, man. Go on Lou's show.
I know. I love Lou's show.
Yeah, on the Wednesdays from 3 to 5. Yeah,
totally.
Being here, Harmonies for you right now. Check them out tomorrow night. Part of the show.
Seven thirty, it's early. I see your face and it's nice. Being here.
it's early. Oh, 7:30, it's early. Oh, 7:30, it's early. Oh, 7:30, it's early. I see your face and it's nice.
This is the Hawk 101.5 FM, broadcasting worldwide at 101.5thehawk.ca.
Oh, what did it?
no taste the same. Hi-yo, 5-0, the dogs in the fire live on. The gods and lord you've decided on. Persecution, the last solution. We're faced with patience placed in time. Chance. I think I'm sinking, falling down below. Your darkest sea, your dirty road, your burning bridge. And I hope that you won't let it go. I hope that you won't let it go.
Hey,
boy,
touch
me.
From Mohawk College, this is CIOI 101.5 FM in Hamilton. The Hawk is on the air.
Cool beans right there. 153 and change, a Gunner here, and there's some Harm and Ease, and you heard Bag of Bones, Naughty Neighbors, Black Magic, Gold being here as well. And House of Ease, check them out tomorrow at This Ain't Hollywood with Heather Valley and Dog on a Hound, and it's Justine Fisher's Traveling Boutique. It'll be a lot of fun. So there you go. Hit up the St. Hollywood's website for ticket details and all the other fun stuff. Cobalt Connects coming up at 2 o'clock, and then we're going to have updates on Winterfest, and Lisa will be here, Jeremy will be here. Jeremy's here right now, nervously right now, trying to figure out his life, which is fine. That's cool. So the other day, I was listening to some music, and I came across this track, and I went, holy smokes, I dig that. Alaska Into Winter, Close Your Eyes, We Are Blind, and then it'll take us into the top of the hour.
I do believe that